ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Text 11. Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakasipu. Sri Prahlada Uvacha, Para Swas Cheti Asadgraha Pumsam Yanmayaya Kritaha Vimohita Diyam Drishtas Tasmai Bhagavate Namaha. Sri Pranad Uvacha Parakswas Chetya Sangraha Pumsam Yan Mayaya Kritaha Vamohita Diyam Drishtas Tasmai Bhagavate Namaha. Sri Parada Uvacha Parak Swaschetya Sadgraha Pumsam Yan Mayaya Kritaha Vimohita Diyam Drishtas Tasmai Bhagavate Namaha. Sri Prarada Uvacha Parakswaschetya Sadgraha Pumsam Yan Mayaya Kritaha Vimohita Diyam Drishtas Tasmai Bhagavate Namaha. Sri Parada Uvacha Parakswaschetya Sadgraha Pumsam Yan Mayaya Kritaha Vimohita Diyam Drishtas Tasmai Bhagavate Namaha. Sri Parada Uvacha Trashchaschetya Satgraha Pumsam Yan Mayaya Kritaha Mohita Diyam Drishtas Te Namaha. Prastas Chaitya Satgraha Samyan Mayaya Kritaha Vimohita Diyam Drishtas Tasmai Bhagavate Namaha. Sri Parada Uvacha Prastaschetya Satgraha Pumsanyam Mayaya Kritaha Mohita Diyam Drishtas Tasmai Bhagavate Namaha. Sri Parada Uvacha Parasvaschetya Sadgraha Pumsamyan Mayaya Krita Vimohita Diyam Dhistas Tasmai Bhagavate Namaha. Matajis Sri Paradu Vacha Parasvaschetya Sadgraha Samyan Mayaya Kritaha mohitadiyam drishtas tasmai bhagavate namaha. Sri Prahlada uvacha. Prahlad Maharaj replied, Para, an enemy. Swa, a kinsman or friend. Cha, also. Iti, thus. Asatgraha, material conception of life. Pumsam, of persons. Yat, of whom. Mayaya, by the external energy. Krita, created. Vimohita, bewildered. Diyam, of those whose intelligence. Drishta, practically experienced. Tasmai, unto him. Bhagavate, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nama, my respectful obeisances. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj replied, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose external energy has created the distinctions of my friend and my enemy by deluding the intelligence of men. Indeed, I am now actually experiencing this, although I have previously heard of it from authoritative sources. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 5.18, Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmane Gavi Hastini Suni Chaiva Swapake Cha Pandita Samadarshina. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle Brahmin, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater, outcast. Pandita, those who are actually learned, the equiposed, advanced devotees, who have full knowledge of everything, do not see any living entity as an enemy or friend. Instead, with broader vision, they see that everyone is part of Krishna, as confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivera Swarupoya Krishnera Nitya Das. Every living entity, being part of the Supreme Lord, is meant to serve the Lord, just as every part of the body is meant to serve the whole body. As servants of the Supreme Lord, all living entities are one. But a Vaishnav, because of his natural humility, addresses every other living entity as Prabhu. A Vaishnav sees other servants to be so advanced that he has much to learn from them. Thus he accepts all of the devotees of the Lord as Prabhus, masters. Although everyone is a servant of the Lord, one Vaishnav servant, because of humility, sees another servant as his master. Understanding of the master begins from understanding of the spiritual master. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada nagati kutopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Saksadari tvena samasta shastra uktastata bhavyata eva sadbi kintu praborya priya eva tasya vande guru sri charanaravinda. The spiritual master is to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord, because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and followed by all authorities. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of such a spiritual master, who is a bona fide representative of Sri Hari Krishna. The spiritual master, the servant of God, is engaged in the most confidential service of the Lord, namely delivering all the conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya, in which one thinks, this person is my enemy and that one is my friend. Actually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the friend of all living entities, and all living entities are eternal servants of the Supreme Lord. Oneness is possible through this understanding, not through artificially thinking that every one of us is God or equal to God. The true understanding is that God is the Supreme Master and that all of us are servants of the Supreme Lord and are therefore on the same platform. This had already been taught to Prahlad Maharaj by his spiritual master Narada, but Prahlad was nonetheless surprised by how a bewildered soul thinks, one person his enemy and another his friend. As long as one adheres to the philosophy of duality, thinking one person a friend and another an enemy, he should be understood to be in the clutches of Maya. The Mayavadi philosopher who thinks that all living entities are God and are therefore one is also mistaken. No one is equal to God. The servant cannot be equal to the master. According to the Vaishnava philosophy, the master is one, and the servants are also one. But the distinction between the master and servant must continue even in the liberated stage. In the conditioned stage, we think that some living beings are our friends, whereas others are enemies, and thus we are in duality. In the liberated stage, however, the conception is that God is the master and that all living entities, being servants of God, are one. Sri Parad Uvacha Parakswas Chetya Sadgraha Pumsam Yan Mayayakritaha Vamohita Diyam Drishtas Tasmai Bhagavate Nama. Prahlad Maharaj replied, "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose eternal energy has created the distinctions of my friend and my enemy by deluding the intelligence of men. Indeed, I am now actually experiencing this, although I have previously heard of it from authoritative sources." Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, Prahlad Maharaj is giving the deep understanding. In this material world, everyone is thinking friends and enemies. This is my friend because they've scratched my back. This one refuses to scratch my back or scratch my back in a bad way, he's my enemy. She's my enemy. This is the world of duality. Of course, we are dualists also, achintya beta beta tattva. We believe that we are living entities and the Lord is living entity, but the Lord is the supreme controller of all other living entities who dance by his manipulation. So, unfortunately, there is a class of men who call themselves spiritualists, and they do not see this achintya beta beta tattva. The impersonalist class of men, which Srila Prabhupada refers to here, who believe that the Lord is one, and I am one, and I and the Lord are one, and we are the same. Someday you'll wake up and you'll become the Lord. This is even a more serious illusion and offense than those who are just seeing friends and enemies. The materialistic persons, they see friends and enemies, but sometimes they can easily be convinced that God is the Supreme, and the goal of life is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead throughout one's life with one's mind, intelligence, words, etc. However, the impersonal class of men are polluted. Avasuda Buddhaya Aruya Krichena Parampadam Tata Padantiado Nadrita Yuzmad Angraya. Because they have no regard for the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, no regard for service to Krishna. Their intelligence is polluted, thinking that they are spiritually advanced or spiritually very purified. One can only become purified by getting the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by the mercy and the grace of the spiritual master. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada yasya prasada nagati kutopi. Without the mercy of the spiritual master, no one can make any advancement. No one can get any blessing. However, these impersonalistic people think that they can glorify a demigod or glorify some other Mayavadi, and by doing so, they make spiritual advancement. However, their goal, Natevidu Swargagatim Ibishnu, these persons don't know what the ultimate goal of life. Srila Prabhupada was lecturing that even you can ask our 5-year-old Saraswati, this was 38 years ago. I think she must be 43 years old by now. Hopefully she's maintained her purity and great consciousness. When she was 5 years old, Prabhupada asked her, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And she answered, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we're all meant to serve him and engage life, body, soul in his service. Even 5-year-old child of Vaishnavi, of Vaishnava, knows what the real goal of life is. But if you ask the Mayavadi, what is the goal? What is your philosophy? Naikatma Prabhu, a couple months back, we were at a oneness event. And we stayed at the house of the head oneness. We were doing kirtan for oneness. We were doing duality, Achintya Veda Veda Tattva for the one. Actually, we played on a big stage in front of hundreds of people, dancing, chanting, in duality for Krishna. So Naikatma Prabhu asked the oneness lady, we stayed at her house, what is your philosophy? And she answered, oh, it's like Buddhism and Hinduism and kind of Sufism. I also like the Arabic, the Islamic way, kind of all mixed up into one. So he was like, okay, this is not getting anywhere. What is your goal? What is the idea? Oh, I'm not really sure. It's not like it's goal-oriented. It's just, you know, philosophies. We have different philosophies and healings and hands-on, and we laugh and we cry. We laugh a lot. They actually laughed the whole time. Their guru got up and he sat there in oneness. There were many, many guests we had just chanted, and he started laughing like a dopey, like a dope laugh. Hysterically laughing, couldn't hold back his laugh. And 5 or 6 or 8 people laughed. I was standing next to Naikatma in the back. And Naikatma was like, you know, what are they doing? I said, oh yeah, this is a big part of the program. They laugh and then they cry. They started all crying and laughing and crying. No goal. There wasn't a goal of serving God. The laughing wasn't for God or at God. It was just a dopey laugh. And the crying, who knows what they were crying about, but people were crying. Especially the advanced personalities were crying deeply, making loud noises and bouncing up and down. True story. You can ask people that were there. They have no goal. Na tevidu swargagatihi Vishnu. Therefore, at the Maya Fest, we went to one festival just last week. It was called Mayavadi Fest. Somehow they named it Bhakti Fest, but we understood the real name was Mayavadi Fest because they were chanting every demigod name in Bhakti, and they were singing for their own aggrandizement, not for the pleasure of Jagannath, Swami, Baladeva, and Subhadra, who were there on the stage, big, 5 foot Jagannath, Baladev. No one even knew what it meant practically, unless they've come to our temples. Mostly they never knew and they never thought, I'm chanting for Jagannath and for Srila Prabhupada. They were chanting for aggrandizement. And therefore, one of the persons there, an ancient Asian philosopher, said that it is fast food spirituality. And I agreed, we agreed, because fast food means it's soothing, it makes you feel good immediately, it's cheap, it's readily available, and it's very bad for you. It's extremely detrimental. It will make you sick, ultimately. So they coined this phrase, fast food spirituality. Therefore, our devotees have to be very careful, because sometimes we see the Mayavadis are chanting, even they're chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And so many mantras they chant, Ganesh and Durga and all kinds of. One Mayavadi told us, it doesn't matter. I understood from watching the chanting, he said, that it doesn't matter what you chant. It's the love that's there in the room. And therefore, you can chant French fries, French fries, French fries. We've got a slight problem with that. I told him, but if you chant French fries till you're red in the face, blue in the face, you won't get a French fry. You have to go over to Rally's or one of these other places and purchase them. So many rupees, so many dollars. You can't get a French fry. But if you chant Hare Krishna with love and devotion, faith in the spiritual master, service to the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas and the predecessor of Charyas, you will get Krishna. You chant any other mantra, G-L-O-R-I-A, you don't get anything. You can sing songs of so-called love, love songs, Michel, ma belle, and you get nothing. You won't achieve Michel. But if you chant Govinda Jai Jai, Hare Krishna mantra, you get the love and devotion. It isn't fast food. You have to give your love and devotion. Kota Nitai. Lord Nityananda, he is selling the holy names in the marketplace. And he asked Vishwas Kori for your sincerity. He was not selling for paisa or rupees. He was selling for the love and devotion of the disciple, of the persons. And if they gave their love and devotion, that devotion would purchase, is the purchase for the holy name of the Lord. So this is our business. We don't have some cheap imitation jewelry. We have the real McCoy, the real jewel, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Srila Prabhupada giving love and devotion. And Srila Prabhupada himself, he engaged. Not that we don't engage the Mayavadi. He engaged all of us. Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarne. He came to engage the Nirvisesavadis and the Sunyavadis, those who are attached to oneness. I've told story many times that before I joined this movement, I was involved in a deep yoga process of closing all the senses and all the pores and holes of the body to focus on nothing, on oneness. For many months, I was in high school, and it was a very hip thing to do to get transcendental meditation, 1968-69. So some of the hip seniors, they paid $25 and a bowl of fruit and got the mantras. My mantra they gave to me, I couldn't hear it properly, but I heard oink, as I have expressed many times. The mantra I found later was aing. Aing is the seed mantra for the spiritual master. If you chant it sincerely, you get Srila Prabhupada, which we did. I did. But at the time of receiving the mantra, I received the fast food mantra for $25 only, oink. And 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes every evening, I chanted very sincerely, oink, 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 oink. I tried to keep it silent. I think it was a silent meditation. I was under the impression that, like when we were children and we learned all the old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on the farm he had, that I got one of those old MacDonald mantras. My friends were probably chanting moo and all the barnyard animals. This is Nirvise Sunyavadi. Srila Prabhupada was warning. He was already here in 1968. But we weren't sincere enough at that point to get his association. And therefore we got barnyard mantras, fast food mantras, with no goal in mind. The goal was peace and happiness. One devotee was on the Illinois State Campus. Tamal Krishna Maharaj went to see him, late 70s, I believe. And he was chanting the mantra. All is beautiful, all is perfect, all is happy, just like in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Ishvaroham humbo ghi siroham balavam suki. I'm perfect, powerful, and happy. He is my enemy. I've destroyed him. My other enemy I will also destroy. This is the demoniac. And this young boy, he was chanting, I am perfect, I am powerful, I am happy. Every day. He had been chanting, I think, for 6 months. And so Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked him, so how is it going? You're chanting, it's perfect, it's powerful, it's happy. How is it? He said, my girlfriend just broke up with me. I'm failing mathematics. I don't have enough money to pay for the last year of college or the third year of college. And I'm getting kicked out of my apartment. So he's chanting this mantra and life is not going so well. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said that why don't you chant the Hare Krishna mantra? And he convinced him. This boy became, the deities in Dallas are known as Radha Kala Chanji. And in 1979, 1980, he came to the temple and joined and became Kala Chanji Das. He distributed so many books and gave up his happy, I'm happy, I am powerful, I am perfect mantra. So the Mayavadis may give some mantra. We've several times explained, Prabhupada has so many times explained. But because Natevidu Swargagatim Hi Vishnu, because they don't know what the ultimate goal is, therefore they don't make spiritual advancement because they're not engaged in Vaishnav philosophy. However, Prabhupada engaged them. Just like in 1968, I believe it was, Srila Prabhupada was in San Francisco at the big hall, I forget the name of the family dog. Yeah, you told me the story. Tattvavit told me. Prabhupada was at the family dog. That's a great name for their concert hall. And Srila Prabhupada went on the stage. There were many, many people there. And one of the guests that was on stage with Prabhupada was Allen Ginsberg, a known Mayavadi. And Srila Prabhupada asked him, devotees were there. Srila Prabhupada was there. And he asked him, Allen, please lead the Hare Krishna chanting. And Allen was respectful enough. He chanted the Hare Krishna mantra and performed service. Srila Prabhupada had asked him, and he performed seva. He wasn't, at the time, really much of a Vaishnava. But Prabhupada came to deliver the Nirvisesvadis and the Sunyavadis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to deliver the Mayavadis. Similarly, it is our business to give them our association. We should be very careful not to associate with the Nirvisesvadis and the Sunyavadis. We don't go after their association and appreciate their oneness philosophy. But we go, just like Radhanath Maharaj, he goes sometimes to these festivals, and he talks about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He talks directly from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and he gives them his association. So similarly, our business is to deliver the fast food spiritualists. They're on the path of transcendence, so to speak. And so many of us, I know Dravida and Amala Bhakta Prabhu, they were leaders of the Mayavadi community. Isn't it, Amala? No, we were all in our younger days when we were children, teenagers, we were attracted by fast foods. Chant this mantra, get some happiness. Chant this mantra, get a girlfriend. Chant this mantra, get a car and a house. Or get one with everything. Become one with everything. Like the person orders a pizza. I'll take one with everything. The Mayavadi orders, I'll be one with everything. Give me one with everything. So many devotees came from this. I was going to Vedanta, and they were speaking some dry philosophy that made no sense. Went to a big speaker, I think his name was Nikhilananda. I was there in San Francisco. He spoke. Made no sense to me. I was a bright kid. Made no sense. And at the end, they gave us crackers and tea. More boredom. Somehow I got invited to see the devotees. They spoke, it made perfect sense. It was bright and brilliant. And at the end, they serve you sabji, rice, halva, pakoras, and jalebis. Who could resist the colorful duality? Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. So we should be very careful that we don't appreciate the Mayavad mood, we don't appreciate their aggrandizement, we don't appreciate their association. We stay away from them. But we try to convince them through kirtan, prasadam. They can't resist. They all love prasadam. Even we went to one program at Kathmandu Boutique on Saturday. And one guy looked at me and he said, hey, you're the food guy. You're the Krishna food. I said, yeah, sometimes. Yeah, that's me. Convince them by Krishna food. They love our Krishna kitchen. Even give them the day after. They love Krishna kitchen. It has a better taste the next day in St. Louis. We served out dal the next day. That's prohibited in this temple and in temples around the world. But I was a little bit on the cheap side for one reason or other. I figured there's a little left over. Maybe it's good the next day. It gets a little bit what they call cheesy. And someone came up to us, true story, and said, oh, I love this dal. Did you put a special fermenting cheese in it? I said, yeah, how did you know? Very expensive fermenting cheese. It's called the day after cheese. Not everyone loved it. We had to stop. The GBC ultimately stopped me by Krishna's grace before anyone got ill. But the guests missed it. They asked, where's that fermenting cheesy soup you used to have? I said, oh, we can't serve that anymore. Even the next day, prasadam is better than anything else they've had. I guarantee you. Even sometimes we put together, there's not enough sabji left over. So we put some other transcendental ingredients. You've seen. You can put the noodles, you can put anything. It's prasadam. And they go crazy. Oh my God, what's in here? And I tell them, oh, a lot of things are in there. We call this one the kitchen sink. It's got everything. It's prasadam and it's fantastic. So we give them prasadam. We give them Vaishnav kirtan. We give them Srila Prabhupada's books, and they will be convinced and take up Krishna conscious, even in their fast food misery. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Let me help you.
Questions?